Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's this time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Everything,
all the
pain,
all the
pain,
suffering,
that your troubles
made. He's worthy of the glory,
giving the praise,
yeah.
Oh, together we can, yes, we can.
Everybody,
oh.
Troubles come,
this whole got some change in
hands.
You might have fought some trials. You might have fought some tribulations here this morning. You might be a little weary, but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening and welcome again to Passion for Christ. I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Our devotion tonight is simply, I'm drowning and I can't get up. I've been doing a series of lessons on the book of Jonah, particularly chapter number 1, after Jonah had ran away from the presence of the Lord and went in the opposite direction of his purpose. God allowed him to go through a storm that was caused by God. That's Jonah 1:4. Then we find after Jonah got on the boat going in the opposite direction, there were some people on that boat that realized that it was Jonah that was causing the storm, which is a powerful lesson that is pregnant with preaching and teaching possibilities right there, that sometimes when you are disobedient, you can allow somebody else to be going through a storm that was not even meant for them because they were hanging around you and you were going through a storm. It caused them to be on the storm, but that's not even where I want to go tonight. So Jonah realized that his friends threw him over from the boat into the sea, because Jonah knew the only way to stop the storm from being on his friends is for him to get away from his friends, because God was allowing him to go through a storm. Can't you see the visual and the vivid imagery tonight that Jonah is in the sea? He can't swim because the waters are raging so high. He's in a Category 3 tropical storm, all because he was disobedient to the Lord. He is literally about to die, and Jonah is absolutely drowning. The Bible says in Jonah chapter 1 and verse number 17, here's a really good, powerful point. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, which is God's compassion, because God could have allowed Jonah to drown because Jonah was drowning in disobedience. That's really what he was doing. He was drowning in disobedience. So God could have said, since he disobeyed me, I'm going to allow him to die because he doesn't deserve to live because he disobeyed God. But God showed compassion to Jonah while he was drowning, about to die. God appointed a fish to come and swallow Jonah, which means that if the sea and the wind and the storm and even the fish had enough sense to obey God, so should Jonah have. But the Bible says, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and three nights. Last week I helped you realize that God could save you from drowning in your storm when you realize that you have to stop running from your purpose. This week I got one point for you. God can save you from drowning in your storm when you realize that prayer changes things. So from the moment God demonstrated his compassion to save Jonah from drowning in imminent death, the Bible says that after the Lord appointed that great fish to swallow him, that Jonah, the great prophet, was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and three nights. I don't know about you, but 3 days is a long time. Three nights is a long time. You know, at night it gets dark, and he's already in a dark place because he's in the stomach of a fish. And can I tell you, most scholars and academicians believe that this was truly a sperm whale. But you need to know that sometimes you and I can be so stubborn. We can be stubborn because we want to do the opposite of what God wants us to do. And even though we get messages like sermons and teaching lessons like this, what I'm doing tonight, and we get people who God sends to knock on your door to send you an instant message on Facebook, a text message, an email, or a post on Facebook, we still avoid sometimes doing what we know that the Lord really wants us to do. So can't you see the imagery? Jonah is in the stomach of that fish with undigested, disgusting animal matter and putrid liquids that the fish had that he was eating and swallowing and all of that kind of thing. Could you imagine the smell in there? And can I tell you that sometimes God just has to get us to a place like that where we can't go anywhere else. Sometimes God has to sit you down and make you be still. And when it is that God does that and you're still and you can't move and you can't go anywhere, there's no Netflix, there's no Facebook, there's no Wi-Fi, and God has you in that place, sometimes you'll be able to sit back and process what has happened. Have you ever processed what goes on in your life? Think it's good whenever you go through things, whenever things happen in your life, whether they be good or bad, you want to process what took place, why did it take place, and what message is God trying to send me by going through this storm in my life. And can I tell you why Jonah was in there going and contemplating why he was in there? The Bible says in Jonah chapter 2, and verse number 1, the first word of this verse is then. The Bible says then, which means after Jonah was in the stomach of the fish for 3 days and three nights, which is a long time, that is approximately 72 hours. I don't know about you, beloved, but I don't know if I would have went 7 minutes and 20 seconds without praying to the Lord. But can I tell you, we know that Jonah was stubborn because the Bible says then, after that, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. So it was 3 days before Jonah finally said, after God even saved him, it was 3 days before Jonah came to the realization that God was truly blessing him and not trying to punish him. Prayer is a powerful phenomenon. It is an intimate expression of adoration, love, and you're expressing your needs to God. It is when your heart and your mind kiss with the Holy Spirit and they connect, you connect with God. It has nothing to do when you have a when you have this spiritual experience called prayer. And when you close your eyes, if you close your eyes, and when you get on your knees, if you one who gets on their knees, and when you put your hands together in humble submission to the Holy Father, God Himself, when you truly do that, it is an experience where you are connecting every fiber, every belief that your mind could possibly conceptualize to believe in the Father, and you're connecting what it is that you need. Sometimes prayer is about thanksgiving. Sometimes prayer is about telling God, I'm sorry for what I've done because I have finally come to the conclusion and I have absolutely deduced that you are always doing things for my own good and for my best good in my life. And sometimes we don't realize that, and sometimes we want what we want and we don't realize that God knows better for us in terms of what we need. And Jonah finally got to the point where he said, you know what? God could have killed me. God could have allowed me to drown, which would have been a terrible death, and it would have been so painful to go through. And just while you're drowning, you know that your mind understands what's going on, but your mind cannot help you do anything about your physical situation, because physically you can't rise to the top on your own. You can't rise to the top and get a gasp of air. You can't rise to the top and do anything because the conditions around you, the currents of the water, keep pulling you down. When your mind wants the waters to pull you up, and it's a terrible predicament to see the imagery of Jonah drowning in that sea, but the Lord appointed that great fish to swallow him so that Jonah would not die and Jonah would be protected, because God still had a plan for Jonah's life. And Jonah finally got to the point where he prayed, and in his prayer, he thanked God for not allowing him to face death. He thanked God for sparing his life. He even told God, I'm going to make a vow to you as well to do your will. And because he realized that salvation comes from the Lord. And so prayer is a powerful experience where you connect your thoughts, your wants, your needs, your thanksgiving to God. And it's between you and God. When you truly pray in the Spirit, when you truly pray in the Spirit, here it is, when you truly pray in the Spirit, it has nothing to do with what people are going to say about you. When you pray in the Spirit, it has nothing to do with what clothes you have on. It has nothing to do with about what, you know, the devil tries to do to you. When you truly are praying in the Spirit, you are connecting with God, and it is one of the most powerful experiences you can have as a child of God. I'm talking about prayer here tonight. So the Bible says it took 3 days and three nights of Jonah being in the stomach of that great fish for him to finally pray to the Lord, which suggests to us that there are millions, no doubt, of people that have to go through things, and God has to place them in a position where they can't do anything else for them to finally go to God and say, God, I need your help. God, I can't do anything now. God, I am paralyzed. God, I need you to help me. God, I realize what you've done. God, I thank you for your compassion. God, you've been better to me than I can ever be to myself. God, you've rescued me. God, you've blessed me. God, if you give me another chance. God, if you keep me, I'll do this. God, if I just need you to bless me one more time, because I see what you're trying to do. And you can connect with God and tell God what it is on your heart, because there's nothing left to do. And so many of you tonight can testify that sometimes God is blessing you with your breakthrough, but before he can give you a breakthrough, you have to break through some things like disobedience that have been breaking you. And so many people need to realize that God was not trying to punish you. He was trying to prepare you. God was not trying to penalize you. He was trying to protect you. So you need to understand the most powerful weapon that you and I have, the most powerful and the best option you could have even on tonight, is prayer. This intimate faith expression where what it is that you have on your mind, you connect that with God. Can I tell you, sometimes when you pray, you ask God for something, God gives you exactly what you ask for. That's Acts chapter 4, verse 24 through 31, when Peter prayed for strength and God blessed him with strength to speak God's word. So he gave, God gave Peter and those who were following Peter exactly what they prayed for. Sometimes when you pray and you ask God for something, God gives you more, exceedingly more than what you ask for. Isn't God good tonight, beloved? That's 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 3 through 15, when the Lord came to Solomon in a dream and asked Solomon, "What do you want me to give you?" Which is a powerful point in and of itself, because sometimes we say, "Lord, if I can get this amount of money, I'll do this, I'll do that." But Solomon didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for riches. He did not ask for his enemies. He asked for a discerning heart to judge God's people. And God says, since you did not ask for anything secular, since you did not ask for anything physical, since you did not ask for anything that would personally benefit you in terms of worldly possessions, God says, I'm going to give you discernment and spiritual wisdom to discern how to judge my people. In addition to that, I'm going to give you more than what you asked for. God says, I'm going to give you riches. Isn't that amazing? And how ironic it is that sometimes God gives you the opposite of what you asked for, and he gives you more than what you asked for. But sometimes he does that when you ask for spiritual things so that you can uplift his kingdom. I wish I can get this on the radio to in everybody in the world, that the things that you want, God can give them to you if you do something for him. Let me move on. Sometimes God gives you the opposite of what you ask for. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10 tell us that the Apostle Paul had a thorn in his side. Anybody tonight got a thorn in your side, something that just won't go away? Maybe it's a person on your job. Maybe it's an experience of a family member. Maybe it's a thought in your mind that the devil tries to plant in your spirit, and it won't go away, and you have to constantly rebuke it. And you say, God, just bless me to get rid of this thing, this thorn, this thing I have to deal with every day. And God says, my grace is sufficient. So in other words, God says, I'm not going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you need. So he gave them the opposite of what he asked for. Remember, Paul asked to have that thorn removed. God said, I am not going to remove it, but I'll give you grace. So he gave him the opposite of what he prayed for. And then you will find in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 48 through 52, Moses wanted to go over to the promised land, but God said, because of what happened in Numbers chapter 20, when I told you to speak to the rock, after I had told you to gather the assembly together with Aaron, your brother, and grab the rod, after the people of God needed some water. So God heard a prayer from Moses, and God told Moses, if you want your people to have some water, if you want my people to have some water, assemble Aaron and the congregation, grab the rod, and I want you to speak to the rock. But because the people made Moses so mad because of how they were treating him and what they were saying and what they were doing, Moses disobeyed the commandments of God. Instead of speaking to the rock, he struck the rock. And God says, because you have treated me not holy in the sight of these people, you will not enter into the promised land. So we find in Deuteronomy chapter number 32 that God gave him less than what he asked for. He wanted to go to the promised land, but God says in Deuteronomy 32, I'll let you see the promised land, but you can't go over there. There was another instance where God answered a prayer and gave somebody less than what they asked for. Do you remember when Jesus asked the Lord in Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46, when he asked God for another way? He said, Father, let this cup pass from me, but yet not my will, but your will shall be done. So Jesus says, give me a way out so I don't have to, in my humanity, die for these people. He did that in his humanity. But God says, I'm going to give you less, or rather the opposite of what you asked for. He gave him the opposite of what he asked for. He gave him strength. And sometimes you'll pray a prayer and God doesn't answer that prayer. God gives you something else, the opposite of what you asked for. God will give you strength to endure whatever it is that you have to go through, because sometimes God's will don't line up with your will and my will. We have a will, but God's will may not line up with our will. So when you ask for something, God may not respond to you. And when God does not respond to you and with the favorable response that you asked for, then you know that what you asked for was not in God's will. It was not in your will. It was simply in God's will. So sometimes when God does not answer, he still answers because he still gives you strength, Lord have mercy tonight, to make it through whatever it is that you have to go through. So sometimes he gives you the opposite of what you pray for. But nevertheless, we need to realize from Jonah's life tonight, if you're drowning in anything in your life, make sure you know that God could save you from drowning in your storm when you pray to the Lord when you find yourself in a dark place like Jonah did. And can I tell you what would happen to you? The Bible says in Jonah chapter 2 and verse number 10, the Lord commanded the fish and it vomited Jonah up on dry land. Can I tell you, your breakthrough could be when you finally get on your knees, you get your elbows ashy tonight, and you just close your eyes and you just have this faith expression called prayer with God and only God, and God can hear your prayer, understand what it is that you need. He will know then that you have realized that you have set he has set you down because you may be going in the opposite direction, and the Lord could lift you up on dry land. I'm getting happy tonight. The Lord can bless your finances to be on dry land. The Lord can bless your relationship to be on dry land. The Lord can bless your children. Let me stop tonight. God is good, and we thank God for his goodness. You don't have to worry about drowning in your storm. You just need to make sure you pray to the Lord. Maybe there's one or two of you tonight out there in radio land throughout this country that know that prayer changes things when you pray in faith, and God could lift your life to a higher level when you go to him in prayer. If we could assist you tonight in praying for you, dial number one on your mobile device or your house phone right now so that we could pray for you. And when we call out the last four digits of your number, we're going to ask you to have some faith. Tell us what it is that you need. Maybe it's Thanksgiving that you have on your heart tonight. Maybe it's the need of a loved one that you have on your heart tonight. Maybe it's something that you desire, but you've been going in the wrong direction and you want to repent tonight and you want to change your mind and ask God for the strength to help you do what it is that God wants you to do. Whatever it is, God is the only one that could help you tonight. Down number one so that we could facilitate this prayer for you. God bless you even on tonight. Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones. This is Brother Mike Woods. Thank you for another wonderful lesson this evening. Just asking prayer for my cousin who's still battling a cancer in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and pray for a classmate of mine, George out of Florida, who had surgery earlier today. Continue prayer for you and the congregation there in Anniston, South Carolina, your wife, and you guys, this family. And just thank you once again for playing a part in my life and my walk with Christ. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Woods. We certainly appreciate you soliciting that prayer request tonight. We will take it up to God for you, and we certainly appreciate your encouragement. Caller ending in 6725, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening, Brother Jones. This is Priscilla Murphy. Just want to thank you for that powerful message. Please ask you and the others on the prayer line to pray for me that the Lord would just help me. I'm in a dark place. Just help me to just let some things go and just help the needy and just ask God to just bless me that I may be able to just pray to him and just pray to something to happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Norfleet. We're certainly trusting in God for you tonight, and we know that he'll answer our prayers. He will do his will, and we will certainly take that up to God for you on your behalf on tonight. Thank you. Caller ending in 5249. You're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Thank you, Brother Jones, for the lesson tonight. Just want to say thank you for your prayers. My nephew came through the open heart surgery, and he's doing well. He went home today. So God is an awesome God. Ask some continued prayer for these young people to put down the guns. Please put down the guns. And ask God to give us all strength to try to get through all of this craziness. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Anderson. We certainly appreciate that praise report that God has lifted Chris from his condition, and we certainly enjoy hearing that. Appreciate all your prayer requests and all your everything you do for the kingdom as well. A caller ending in 4804. You're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Hi, good evening, Brother Jones. Thank you for your lessons that you're doing. Just to ask you, your listening audience as well, pray for my son, Onaje. He is in the Navy, Onaje Jones. Excuse me, he's in the Navy. And just pray that as he's dealing with the stresses of that, and that God will guide him through all of that, and that give him strength to make the correct decisions and proper spiritual guidance as he navigates through this time. And I appreciate that, the prayer. And I thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Jones. We certainly appreciate you allowing us to take your prayer up to God. We're going to pray for everybody tonight. We have people all across the country with us and all different places around the U.S. We thank God for your listening attention tonight. And so whatever it is that you have that you did not state publicly, we know that God knows what you need privately. Tonight, we have one of our prayer warriors and teachers here at the Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson. Brother Matthew Gardner is going to lead us in a closing prayer, a brief closing prayer tonight. Thank all of you. God knows who you are for being on with us tonight. Let's keep all of these individuals and their requests in our continued daily prayers this week so next Monday we can get back on here and give God some praise for answered prayers. Brother Garner, you're on live now. Thank you.
Let us bow. Our Father, which art in heaven, O good Master, once again we come with our hearts humbly, bowing before the throne of grace and mercy. You have a host on your call this morning, Heavenly Father. Lord, some made their request known, some may have not. But you know the hearts of all men. I ask, Lord, that I be so kind. And bless Brother Woods, Lord. Bless him, Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless his cousin dealing with cancer. Bless the Grace Sweet Church of Christ. Bless all the families and all those he come in contact with. Bless Sister North, Heavenly Father. Give her guidance, Lord. Give her patience, Lord, as she continues to show. And she just wants a special blessing from thee, Lord. Continue to bless her in a mighty, mighty special way. Lord, we pray, Lord, for a special, special prayer on Sister Anderson, Heavenly Father. She's truly thankful for being a child of God, Heavenly Father. Bless each and every one, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're thankful to hear that Chris is getting better from the hospital, Heavenly Father. She knows and she wants everybody to know that she's serving an awesome God. We want to say thank you, God. Lord, a special prayer on Brother Jones, Heavenly Father, for his son, Onaje, Heavenly Father. Onaje Jones, who's in the Navy. Lord, he's trying to make something out of himself. Bless him, touch him, bless all our children, bless all our youth. Forgive us for our shortcomings, forgive us for all sins. Guide us, Lord, in the path of righteousness, knowing heaven will go. I pray, Heavenly Father, a special prayer on all the brotherhood throughout the land and country. I pray, Lord, we speak the same thing, be of the same mind, of the same judgment, knowing the blood of Jesus, the righteous, cleans us from all sins. Be with us, Lord, as we lay down, as we come back up in the morning, Lord, hear another portion of what thus says the Lord on the Grace and Mercy prayer call at 7:30, Heavenly Father. Lord, bless us throughout. These and all the blessings that's in Jesus' name. Let the saints of God with one voice say, amen.
Concentrate on the things you learn and obey His best command.
He'll receive you, yeah.
He'll receive you with all
open arms. The Lord
is there to take your hand.
To the angels in heaven,
angels in our way.
Oh, Lord, the water is red.
So
don't wait too late.
He loves you so.
Well, you gotta do what's right. He won't give you a crown of life.
Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, We urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.